responsibility as a student of prophecy, and if you're not familiar with the teaching about a student of prophecy, and Sister White talks about student of prophecies in many places, one of the most serious statements about a student of prophecies, Testimonies, Volume 5, page 708, where we're told, whatever may be man's intellectual advancement, let him not for a moment think that there is no need of thorough and continuous searching of the Scriptures for greater light. As a people, we are called individually to be students of prophecy. So as a student of prophecy, as you and I are required to be, we need to understand that the ancient prophets were speaking about the end of the world, and therefore, they were all telling the same story. Their testimonies will align with the sequence of events that take place at the end of the world. Our work that we are required to do then is to bring the testimonies of the prophets down to the end of the world and align them correctly. And when it comes to verse 41 of Daniel 11, and you see Edom and Moab and the chief of the children of Ammon, what you're seeing there is three ancient enemies of ancient Israel used to illustrate a prophetic symbol that many of the prophets identify. But when the prophets identify these three ancient enemies, many times they'll use different symbols to identify the same entity. The entity is, brothers and sisters, modern Babylon. And by modern Babylon, as we said earlier, modern Babylon is divided into three parts. And Revelation 16 tells us those three parts are the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet. Verse 41 is Daniel's representation of modern Babylon, but he's not identifying them as the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet. He's calling them Edom, Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon. Each of the ancient prophets spoke more for the end of the world than the time in which they lived, and as they did so, they would express these truths in their own words, their own vocabulary, so as they symbolized truths at the end of the world, they would many times use different symbols to identify these different entities. Let me give you an example of what I mean, and then we'll move beyond this. Generally, when we study these this threefold makeup of Babylon, you can spend a couple hours just on this, and we've had several studies where we've addressed this before in detail, and I don't want to take the time here, but as an example of two prophets speaking of modern Babylon at the end of the world, but using different words to illustrate them, we know that John the Revelator divides modern Babylon up into three parts, and he identifies them as the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet.